듣기 말하기 모의고사 실전 모의고사 17회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'm Linda Jackson, and I have two kids. Like all of you here, I'm also a member of the civic club, Ace Park Rainbow Club. I love to go to Ace Park with my two kids whenever I have free time. Everything at the park, such as the fresh air, green trees, and beautiful flowers, makes me feel happy and relaxed. However, a few days ago, I read in an article that City Council has a plan to build a fancy restaurant in Ace Park. The article said it's for citizens who love and visit the park. But it's a silly plan. I'm sure the quietness and peacefulness of the park will disappear once the restaurant is built, because it will be full of people and cars. So, I insist that the plan should be gotten rid of if City Council really cares about both the citizens and the park. I hope City Council listens.
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Wow, look at this long line. Do you think we'll be able to eat here?
I don't think so. It might take more than 1 hour.
I think that this proves how powerful television is.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you know that this restaurant was introduced as the best Italian restaurant in the city?
So that's why there are so many people here. I don't think it's good for small restaurants to appear on television.
What do you mean by that?
TV will probably make this restaurant famous, but it might not be good for it in the long run.
I don't understand. I'm happy that one of my favorite restaurants was shown on television. I know you love this restaurant, too.
Yes, I do. That's why I'm concerned about this restaurant. The taste might change for the worse.
No problem. I know the restaurant owner very well. He told me that he wouldn't stray away from what makes the restaurant great.
I hope so.
3번, 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm Robert Brown.
It's nice to meet you, Robert.
Thank you for the interview with us. What is your first impression of Sydney?
Wonderful. The air is fresh and the streets are clean. Actually, this is my first time here. I never expected Sydney to be such a beautiful place.
I'm happy to hear that. Now let's talk about the marathon next week. Can you tell us your goal?
Of course, it's to win the race.
How about your ankle injury? Is your ankle completely healed?
Yes, it is. I don't feel even the slightest pain when I run.
Good. Let me ask you a question about the movie in which you're playing a marathoner. When will it be released?
Sometime this winter. Filming the movie was quite an interesting experience.
Our newspaper readers are looking forward to seeing you in the movie.
I hope everyone enjoys it. We had a great time making it.
4번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Peter, are you finished rearranging your room?
Not yet. The morning sun always shines in my face, so I can't sleep in. I want to move my bed next to the door.
Then where will you put your desk?
I'll move it to under the window.
That's a good idea, because the light is brighter there. Where will you put your computer?
I'll put it on the right side of my desk. And I'm thinking about placing this tea table in the corner next to the desk because I don't usually use it.
I think you should keep it beside your bed. You can put your phone and alarm clock on it.
Oh, I never thought about that. Okay, I'll take your advice.
Then the TV set should be placed along the right side of the room.
Right. That's the only place left for it.
Harry,
I heard that you've decided to play tennis to lose weight and get fit.
Yeah, everyone tells me that playing tennis is really good for one's health.
Sure. It's also good for losing weight if you do it regularly.
I hope so. You belong to a tennis club through your workplace, don't you?
Yes, I do. I've played tennis every Saturday morning with coworkers since last year.
Good. Then I'm sure you know all about tennis rackets.
Of course I do. Are you going to buy a tennis racket?
Yes, I am, but I have no idea how to choose one. Can you help me buy one that's right for me?
Sure I can. Just let me know when you go shopping.
Really? What about tomorrow evening? If you're not busy, let's go buy one then.
Okay.
6번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to buy some fruit for my housewarming party.
I see. Do you have anything particular in mind?
How much are these grapes?
They are $5 per kilogram. They are really juicy and sweet.
Okay, I'll buy 4 kilograms of the grapes. How much are these apples?
The small bag is $15, and it has 5 apples.
How about the big bag? How many apples are there?
10, and it costs only $20, so the bigger bag is a better deal.
I think so, too. Okay, I'll take the 2 big bags.
Okay, is there anything else I can get for you today?
That's all. Here's my credit card.
7번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 집에 늦게 온 이유를 고르시오.
Mom, I'm home.
Tom, did you have dinner? It's late.
Yes, I've been at school till now. I'm tired.
School? Didn't you say you had completed your club project?
Yes, we finished it yesterday.
Then why are you so late? Were you alone?
No. I was with Julie at Professor Robin's office. Actually, he asked us to help organize the materials for his thesis.
It seems like he thinks you and Julie are trustworthy.
I guess so. Ah, I almost forgot, Mom. I'm going to be late tomorrow, too.
Again? Why?
I have a club meeting to prepare for the festival. My club is planning to open a small bookstore.
All right, but try not to come home too late.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자에게 가져올 것으로 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Nick. So, are you ready for my visit?
Yep. How about you? Are you ready to visit me?
Yeah, I've got skis, ski poles, and boots. What else do I need?
You should have a pair of strong sunglasses to protect your eyes. The snow gets awfully bright. And did you pack any shorts?
Shorts? What do I need shorts for?
My parents keep the heat on high, so you might be more comfortable in shorts inside. And, how could I forget, sunscreen.
I know. For the sun, right?
Right. Bring some so you don't get a sunburn. And the last thing, are you bringing a nice dress?
Do I need one?
Of course. We should go out for a nice dinner one night.
Great idea. I'm really excited about the trip.
9번. 인명사고에 관한 다음 뉴스를 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
This is the 9 o'clock news, and here is tonight's top story. In Camrose, Alberta, Canada, an outdoor stage collapsed during a country music festival, killing one and injuring at least 15 others. The emergency personnel say that two people remain in critical condition. The collapse took place at about 6 p.m. Saturday as a severe rainstorm moved through the area. About 15,000 people were at the concert when the collapse occurred, says Camrose Police Chief Daryl Cambietz. While the police say 15 people were injured, the production company says that as many as 75 people with various injuries were treated at medical facilities and have been in contact with family members. Mom, I'd like to take a basketball program at Wow Culture Center during the summer vacation.
That sounds like a good plan. Do you have the schedule?
Yes, here it is. I think I have to take a Monday and Wednesday class because I've decided to go to the library on the other days.
That's right. And as for the time, why don't you take it in the morning? I believe morning exercise will help you feel refreshed for the rest of the day.
I agree with you, Mom.
I'd like you to take one with fewer students, because you'll have more opportunity to play during the class.
But those programs are a little expensive.
That doesn't matter.
Okay. Mom, I don't know which instructor to choose.
I heard from one of my friends that Sam Jones is more experienced than the other instructors.
Then I'll take his class.
11번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh no! This always happens.
What's the matter with the vending machine?
This thing just took my coins but didn't give me a drink again.
12번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Amy, I'm going to fly to Nepal as soon as summer vacation starts.
Fly to Nepal? Sounds exciting. What are you going to do there?
First, I'm going to do some volunteer work at a local village and then trek around Mount Annapurna.
13번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Chris. You don't look well. What's wrong?
I have so many things to do, so I am really tired these days. I feel I'm getting unhealthy.
That might be because you sit too long and don't walk around. You need more physical exercise.
But I don't have time. I have to study, do homework, and so on.
How about walking around the school after having lunch? Then you can get vitamin D as well. You know vitamin D helps boost your immunity.
I'll make it a rule to take a walk for 10 or 20 minutes every day.
Good. That way you'll likely feel happier and you will get sick less often.
I hope you're right, and it would be great if you would join me.
14번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Lisa. Have you seen Cindy? She's usually in the student council office at this time, but I can't find her.
No, I haven't seen her. Why?
I said something silly and hurt her feelings. She is not talking to me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What did you say to her?
Well, when she failed to solve a math problem, I told her even a child could solve it.
It surely hurt her pride. You shouldn't have said that.
It was just a mistake. I really didn't mean to offend her.
Have you called her cell phone?
Yeah, several times, but she doesn't answer. I really want to apologize to her.
Wait a minute. I just remembered she told me yesterday that she would be at the library all day long today.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 레이첼이 데이비드에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
A college student, Rachel, is living in a dormitory, but now she's looking for an apartment because she has plans to leave the dormitory. David, another student, asks why she wants to move into an apartment. Rachel replies that she's sharing the dormitory room with three other students and that she wants to have some privacy. Understanding her situation, David tells her that his uncle runs a real estate agency near the school. He adds that he can introduce him to her if Rachel wants. Rachel thinks it would be much more convenient to look for an apartment if she meets the uncle. So she wants David to introduce him. In this situation, what would Rachel most likely say to David?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Technology comes at a cost. It is not just about the monetary cost. Today, I'm going to tell you about some health-related costs that come with using smartphones. First, it can cause a text neck. When people read and text on smartphones, they tend to bend their necks. This brings forth spinal disorders. Using smartphones can also cause vision loss. Reading small fonts on a smartphone can hurt your vision permanently. Another problem that comes with the usage of smartphones is a wrist problem. The way we hold smartphones for long durations causes strain in the wrist, which causes pain. Lastly, injuries from accidents can be caused by using smartphones. One study found that texting pedestrians were 4 times more likely to ignore the lights or forget to look for traffic before crossing. Please put your smartphones in your pockets when you're walking down the street.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Technology comes at a cost. It is not just about the monetary cost. Today, I'm going to tell you about some health-related costs that come with using smartphones. First, it can cause a text neck. When people read and text on smartphones, they tend to bend their necks. This brings forth spinal disorders. Using smartphones can also cause vision loss. Reading small fonts on a smartphone can hurt your vision permanently. Another problem that comes with the usage of smartphones is a wrist problem. The way we hold smartphones for long durations causes strain in the wrist, which causes pain. Lastly, injuries from accidents can be caused by using smartphones. One study found that texting pedestrians were 4 times more likely to ignore the lights or forget to look for traffic before crossing. Please put your smartphones in your pockets when you're walking down the street.
16번. 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 건강상의 문제점으로 언급되지 않은 것은?